Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Mbambulu, and the name of this broadcast is The Only Real Solution. In this broadcast, I'm going to talk about Black Power economists. I'm going to talk about what a Black Power economist is, how one becomes a Black Power economist, what role a Black Power economist plays in the Black nationalist movement. Let's get into a little bit of that right now. What is a Black Power economist? Well, to understand what a Black Power economist is, we need to forget about the commonly accepted definition of what an economist is. Unlike a White Power economist, a Black Power economist concentrates on much more than individuals and dollars and cents type matters. A Black Power economist is an astute humanitarian and facilitator who recognizes that a group-oriented economic system can be a stepping stone to political freedom and self-government for new Africans. By sharing, and sharing even more when the times are more difficult, we can build a sense of community that is more powerful than our dependence on and attachment to John and Jane Doe's economic and political system. Economic gratification, therefore, is not an end-all. It is part of a process that teaches Black people to recognize how important it is to be independent and self-governing. A Black Power economist is a Black nationalist whose purpose is to build wealthy Black communities. Take note, a Black Power economist is concerned about developing wealthy Black communities, not rich or middle-class Black individuals. When one views the situation from a White Power perspective, as John and Jane Doe and their supporters do, communities are relegated because the quest for individual rewards takes center stage. Black Power economists, their allegiance is to the community. They realize that personal riches and fame contribute very little to a healthy community. And they realize that wealth is much more than possessing dollars and cents. The wealth of a community, first and foremost, is determined by the amount of goodwill the members of the community feel for each other. And the best way to build positive community waves is by sharing, especially when times are rough. When we share, particularly when goods are scarce, we build an element of trust and caring for each other that is difficult to undermine. When you demonstrate the willingness to help someone else and show others that they matter, those persons view you as a valued teammate, not a competitor or predator. That is why a Black Power Economist concentrates on the community so much. For Black Power Economists, part one of the wealth recipe is the person. You, for example. A Black Power Economist recognizes that the key to a viable economic system is you, the individual. The key to wealth is not money, it's not resources, it's not materials, credit, or access to those who have. It is you, the individual. There are 50 million new Africans who live in the United States in the year 2020, but probably 99% of them don't realize they are a valuable economic asset. That is because we, new Africans, have not been taught from a perspective that is good for us. A Black Power Economist goes beyond that limitation and attempts to show other new Africans how to do likewise. Your body, because of its physical prowess, is an economic asset. But your attitude is an even greater economic asset than your body. Two of the primary obstacles between an individual like you and the creation of wealth is a John and Jane Doe attitude towards sharing with others and a doubting attitude that revolves around a black people can't do nothing right mindset. So the possession of a positive attitude, a can-do attitude, is an economic asset, and Black Power Economists try to learn how to use that asset to the advantage of black people. In fact, one of the first things an aspiring Black Power Economist has to do is learn how to manage his or her own attitude. As the old saying goes, free your mind and your ass will follow. Free your mind of the inferiority complex and individual-centric teachings of white America, and a whole new world of options, opportunities, and processes will make themselves known to you. Free your mind of the fear of addressing issues differently from the way we have been taught to address them, and we will obtain wealth and power that we can never obtain if we continue to let white America's priorities handcuff our attitude about what can and cannot be done. Thus, a can-do attitude is one of a Black Power Economist's greatest assets. A Black Power Economist understands his or her personal sovereignty as an economic unit, and yours also. It is critical for persons who want to be economically independent to behave as if they are politically independent persons. That is what a Black Power Economist does. Black Power Economists realize the importance of setting a positive and enabling example for other new Africans to see and think about, and how much that can be enhanced by thinking and functioning outside of the box. Approaching economics as a sharing experience is the type of outside-the-box thinking that expands Black people's list of viable options. Black Power Economists think beyond what has been generally taught and have discovered that new Africans have an abundance of the primary elements that constitute wealth. We, new Africans, have a lot of value that we can share with each other, and we have everything we need to build a vibrant, independent Black Power economic system. All we have to do is make use of what we have within a Black Power context. Because material wealth revolves around raw ingredients and the ability to transform those ingredients into finished, useful products, material wealth, at its core, has very little to do with money or profits. Material wealth is much more fundamental than that. Material wealth begins with raw goods, raw services, and raw space. The possession of raw or basic ingredients is one of the underpinnings of wealth. The other underpinning of wealth is production, the process by which raw goods, raw services, and raw space are converted into consumable, usable goods and services. The final products are manifestations of wealth, but wealth itself is too basic to be equated to final products. Wealth revolves around the ownership and possession of raw ingredients and the ability to transform them into finished products and services. And don't forget what was said earlier about your attitude, because your attitude can be equated as one of the most important raw goods of all. In short, Black Power economists are humanitarian trailblazers who help open and clear the road to new African independence and self-government. Any new African male or female can become a Black Power economist. So, how does one become a Black Power economist? Each new African will take his or her own path to that state of existence and actualization. Becoming a Black Power economist is not certified with a degree or a certificate or by an authorized body, but there are currents of understanding that Black Power economists exude. For instance, Black Power economists recognize the necessity of controlling their time to the fullest extent possible, because who or what you use most of your time supporting will reap the fruit of your labor, resources, and activities. Black Power economists realize that their time is more important and valuable than somebody else's business, salary, or political initiative. With a salary, you can pay some bills and buy some things, but you cannot play a prominent role in establishing a system that is better for you and your people. Black Power economists are more concerned about wealth that provides long-term benefits than income that provides immediate gratification to its recipients without allowing them any real path to controlling their destiny. One of the driving forces of Black Power economists is to feed Black Power systems as much as possible and White Power systems as little as possible. You know what choices you face and decisions you have to make day in and day out, so you can determine on your own what changes you need to make in your personal affairs that will help you function as a Black Power economist should function. What matters most to a Black Power economist is economic and political independence for Black people. Governments love citizens because each citizen has assets that can augment the economic potential of a country. Your economic value plus the economic value of only a few more persons can be the basis of an entirely new economic order. Black Power economists need to review their habits carefully and pinpoint any changes they can make that could shift their economic footprint from the White Power mainstream to an independent Black Power economic system, and then teach other new Africans to do likewise. This includes not using your intelligence and other resources in a subtractive way. Subtractive use of a resource occurs when your use of the service for one party subtracts from the benefit it provides to a different party that is more important. Every time you use your resources in a way that benefits the maintenance of White Power, you are subtracting from the benefit you provide to a Black Power reality. Black Power economists also recognize that it is less difficult to acquire economic independence when you work on it during the parts of the day when you are most energetic, creative, and interactive. So, the question a prospective Black Power economist must ask is, who or what do I want to benefit the most from my energy and resources? The answer to that question is clear to Black Power economists, so they follow up by trying to set their daily, weekly, and monthly agenda up in a way where they can use high-quality energy when imagining and actualizing plans to acquire economic and political independence status. If you are only willing to give your leftover time and resources to solving the problems confronting new Africans, then you shouldn't expect to get anything better than leftover results. As long as you are willing to accept leftover results for Black people, you cannot become a Black Power economist. What role does a Black Power economist play in the Black nationalist movement? The role a Black Power economist plays in the Black nationalist movement is that of educator, initiator, facilitator, and trailblazer. A Black Power economist is an example setter. Black Power economists realize the necessity of thinking and functioning outside of the box. speeches, status, or personal riches do not impress a black power economist, nor do black individuals who are allowed to manipulate the white power economic system. A black person who is allowed to manipulate the white power system to his or her advantage is of little value to a black power economist. A black power economist is impressed mostly by what a person does within a black power context, and sometimes by what a black person fails to do because of his or her access or allegiance to white power's goodies. A tree of priorities guides a black power economist. The farther down the tree one goes, the more difficult it is to split the tree, and the more important are the resources that one encounters. As one nears the trunk of the tree, the management of money and wealth takes center stage. Money and wealth are critical elements in the economic totality and cannot be overemphasized. However, their presence near the top of the trunk indicates that there are other resources that matter more. We find three of those elements near the bottom of the trunk: the management of energy, time, and skills. How we, New Africans, manage our energy, time, and skill is even more critical to the development of black power economics than how we manage the material wealth and money we possess. And then, as one descends still further, one gets to the roots of the tree. One observes that the secondary roots are made up of black people's attitudes, and its primary roots, the life force of black power economics, is the masses of black people. To be strong, to be able to continue producing powerful black roots, we have to take care of the masses of black people. In fact, the reason any organized economic system evolves is to take care of people. Thus, a black power economist functions in order to build wealthy black communities that will take care of the masses of black people. Rich black individuals, or black individuals who can manipulate the white economic system to his or her advantage, are of practically zero value to a black power economist. A black power economist's allegiance to the community and lack of esteem for individual riches and fame are clear to anyone who pays attention when a black power economist voices an opinion or goes into action. Black power economics is as far away from dark-skinned people trying to get a break or find success within a white power economic system as it can be. Black power economists must be the incarnation of something new, something very different from what today's residents of the United States are familiar with. Those dark-skinned individuals who have an affinity for a status quo that has traditionally violated and abused black people are agents of mediocrity, and their impulses are unworthy of the attention of a productive New African. Black power economists know that good-intentioned individuals are not necessarily equipped to decide what should or should not be done. Sometimes good-intentioned individuals carry out what would be merit-worthy solutions under one set of circumstances, but have little to no value or can be harmful under a different set of circumstances. There are a number of good-intentioned persons in the black community who want to help uplift the black community, but their solutions always come down to the same old efforts that have failed New Africans in the past, and they always take place within the white power context or under the administration of a white co-sponsor. In closing, I will go off course and mention three black power economists in our history that I hold in high regard. The first one is Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was a warrior, a person of high intelligence, and a person who realized that her personal stature was tied to the stature of her race. She is a giant, and having an image of her on United States money is a disservice to her value system. The second person I will mention is Antonio Maceo, one of the most important figures in the Cuban War for Independence. Antonio Maceo was a warrior, too, one of the most feared battleground performers of all time. Maceo was also a writer, organizer, and speaker. And then there's Toussaint Louverture, the man who laid the path for Haitian independence. He was a Pan-Africanist before anyone knew what Pan-Africanism was. Toussaint was also a warrior, and it was his bravery that resulted in the establishment of the black country that is called Haiti today. Toussaint was a brilliant man, but brilliant people don't always make good decisions. His belief in his own people faltered for an instant, and the Haitian people, our brothers and sisters, have suffered as a consequence. But Toussaint was a determined warrior, as was Antonio Maceo, as was Harriet Tubman. Like them, each and every Black Power economist must be capable and ready to take on risk and wage war in several different theaters of operation. You and I can, just like they did. Don't forget, you can contact me from my website at www.asetbooks.com. www.asetbooks.com. And there you can find much more information on this subject. Remember, we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters, if you are willing to do what is necessary to get it.